The Got Something to Say podcast is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. When it's time, they'll get you there. South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you. And today we're talking with Peter Cook from the North Berrien Historical Museum. Peter, how you been?
Been wonderful, Johnny.
Wonderful. What's been going on lately at the North Berrien Historical Museum?
Well, we just opened our letterpress collection in our print shop, and that's exciting.
What's that all about? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we've had the print shop building for a number of years on the campus, and it houses equipment donated from the Tri-City Record that was used at the Watervliet Record, its predecessor.
Okay.
And so we've had the old linotype and an old 1903 Platen press for years, but just this past year we received a donation from the Wells family, whose parents owned the Coloma Courier, the other old newspaper. And so we received some additional equipment from the Wells family, and we now have operational equipment in our print shop, in our letterpress collection.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. So we can kind of have an old-timey kind of press kind of activity with that, right?
Yep. We had a grand opening as well as a kids program for that, and we were able to demonstrate the press at some of those.
Wonderful. And as we look at the calendar with some things coming up this month, you've got some really cool events that people should know about. First, let's talk about this Harvest of Plenty. What is this all about?
Yeah, so that is the title of a memoir that was published just last year by Norris Arndt of Coloma, and he sadly passed away at the beginning of this year, 2021. But it's a memoir that details his long life, the sacrifices that he made for the betterment of his family. And it goes as far back as obstacles faced by his Prussian ancestors who immigrated to Berrien County, and it goes up to the hardships that Norris and his younger siblings faced to keep their family farm. And I've read through it. It's an inspiring story of adaptability and perseverance through challenging times, which, you know, we all know about. And his daughter, Bev Mathos, is going to be coming down to share highlights from the book, as well as the process of compiling the family history. The North Berrien Historical Museum had some involvement with providing images for that book.
Sure.
And we'll have copies of that available at the program. That is Tuesday, July 20th at 7 p.m. at the North Berrien Historical Museum, which, if people don't know, is located at 300 Coloma Avenue, right across from the Coloma High School. And we are RSVPing for programs at this time, so if people are interested, they can call 269-468-3330. One more time, that is 269-468-3330.
Wonderful. And when it comes to regular hours at the museum, what are your hours that people can come and check out things, not only that presentation on the 20th, but also any other things that they want to check out at the museum? What are the hours?
Yeah, our regular hours for tours are Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay.
So you can come and see the print shop exhibit and everything else we have at those hours.
Wonderful. And we know that the Summer Olympics are coming up here pretty soon around the world, but you also have something called A Day at the Olympics that's happening. Now, are we going to be running and jumping and doing all kinds of different activities with that, or what's going to be happening for that event?
You know it. Yeah, it'll be an active program. That is one of our summer time travelers that they're designed for children ages 6 through 12, you know, not strictly that age group, but that's roughly what they're aimed at educationally. And yeah, that's happening on Tuesday, July 27th. There's two opportunities, both 10 a.m. or 1 p.m. for people to participate. We are going to be talking about the history of the Olympic Games. You know, and this is interestingly, you know, 2020 was the first time that the Olympics were postponed due to a pandemic and are happening this year instead. There have been other instances where the Olympics were just canceled because of world wars and whatnot.
Sure.
But it's kind of a unique circumstance that we're in right now. Yeah, and so after they learn some history, the kids will then get to compete in several events on the museum grounds. We'll also have some related crafts available. The Coloma Public Library is in collaboration with us for that program.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, they're not going to make like Olympic torches or anything like that, are they?
Oh, no, they will be making Olympic torches, you know, mock-up craft ones.
Okay.
yeah. It'll be safe.
Yeah,
yeah, that will be one of the activities.
I was just envisioning kids running around with torches. I don't know if that's a safe idea for them, but hey, for a kid, that'd be fun because playing with fire is a good time when you're a kid.
Yeah, hopefully tissue paper will suffice.
Now, with that, in going to this event, do they need to come prepared for anything? Like you said, competing with stuff, so they should, kids or anybody that's participating in the activity, be you know, wearing something that they can move around and do stuff with, right?
Yeah, appropriate attire for moving and jumping and running around is probably good. You know, maybe practice some free throws or you know, disc throwing beforehand. There will be several events available.
Oh, that's fun.
Once again, yeah, that's happening Tuesday, July 27th. We have both 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. opportunities available, and that is also RSVP required. So again, the number is 269-468-3330 to register your child for a day at the Olympics.
That sounds like a lot of fun in between those two events. And what are some other things that you have going on? We got a little bit of time. What are some other things happening at the museum that we should know about?
We are currently accepting submissions for our 2021 North Berrien Photography Contest. We do that every year. It's an annual contest where we seek images that capture the unique character and culture of North Berrien County. That would be Coloma, Watervliet, Bainbridge, and Hager. And so, you know, we're looking for architecture, landscape, nature, public buildings, events, historical locations. All of those are great subjects to submit for the contest. That's in collaboration with the Twin City Camera Club and the Coloma Watervliet Area Chamber of Commerce. And if people want to see the official rules and entry form for the photo contest, they can visit our website, northberrienhistory.org.
Okay.
And if you type in /photography-contest, it'll take you right to that page.
That's really cool. Any big requirements? I mean, is it something we need to shoot on a camera? Or, I mean, I know our camera phones are pretty darn good these days. So is there any major requirements for that?
No, I mean, some of our winners have been shot on camera phones.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there are, you know, there are some specifics that you can see in the rules and whatnot. But, you know, it's pretty lax as far as what type of camera to use.
Absolutely. Well, that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And there's so many cool parts of that North Berrien area that you can capture and so many cool things. So I'm sure every year you probably get so many great submissions for that. So and that's something. Is there a deadline for that?
Yeah, the deadline is Friday, August 20th. So we got about a little over a month at this point.
Okay, very awesome. So if we want to learn more about anything you guys have going on, especially those two major events, now, will any of those events be available virtually in any aspect?
Thank you. Yes, the Harvest of Plenty will be viewable on our Facebook Live. It's just on the Facebook, the North Berrien Historical Museum Facebook page, which you can type in North Berrien Historical Museum and find us, follow us. And yeah, the Harvest of Plenty will be available on Tuesday, July 20th at 7 p.m. to view on Facebook Live.
And if we can't make it to that, as far as getting, you know, coming to the museum to pick up a copy of that memoir, can we pick that up any other time that you guys are open?
Yep, we have a gift shop where that book is available. Our gift shop is also on our website now, too.
Wonderful. Real quick, again, if you want to mention your hours and how people can find more information about not only the events we mentioned, but anything else going on and kind of keep track of the calendar of things that are happening at the North Barron Historical Museum, which seems to be you guys are staying pretty active with all kinds of different activities. So how do we find some of that stuff?
Yeah, well, the website is one great way, northbarronhistory.org. There's an events page on there. There's also, there's a lot of other information. We just put up a list of World War II veterans from the North Barron area on there that we reached out to the community to get submissions for that. So that's available on there. All kinds of local history on the website. Our Facebook is also a great way to keep track of what we have going on, and we post historical information related to the area on every weekday on there as well.
That's really great. Yeah, I love seeing that stuff and learning more about our area is always fun at a regular basis to see that stuff. So thank you for doing that. And it's really appreciative. So again, if you want to find more information, go check out the North Barron Historical Museum. Check them out on Facebook as well as their website. But Peter, thank you so much for spending some time with me and telling me about all the great things that you have happening over there.
Yeah, my pleasure, Johnny.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.